Mark 9:24. Help my unbelief. I want to talk to you about how you can help your unbelief. In the book of Mark chapter 9, verses 14 through 29, we see Jesus casting out a deaf and dumb spirit from a boy. Let's look at verses 23 through 24 together. The Bible says, Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." Did you know that unbelief is a major factor that limits God from doing all that he wants to do in your life and in my life as well? Before we go any further, though, let's say a quick prayer. Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus Christ that you would remove any and all blinders that would be upon people. Lord, open eyes so that we may see, open ears that we may hear what it is you would reveal to us this day. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Very quickly, on the subject of unbelief, turn back a few pages to Mark chapter 6, and let's look at verse 6 together. The Bible says, "And he," that is Jesus, "marveled because of their unbelief." The situation here is that Jesus went to his hometown of Nazareth. However, the people didn't believe in him, and they rejected him. The Bible also tells us in verse 5 that he could do no mighty work there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. Why? Again, because of their unbelief. Now, how do we build our faith? Well, number one, we simply ask the Lord. As the father of the child did there in Mark chapter 9, verse 24, he said, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." We ask the Lord, "Lord, please help my unbelief." It appears that Jesus answered that prayer because Jesus ended up setting the child free. Number two, open your heart to receive an absolutely amazing gift that the Lord wants to give to you today. What is that gift? The ability to be able to speak in the spiritual language or tongues. Anybody who speaks negative of speaking in tongues or the spiritual language has believed lies. The enemy, who Jesus describes as the father of lies, would want to do everything possible to keep you from stepping into your inheritance that the Lord has for you. So how can speaking in tongues help you? Well, to answer this question, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and let's look at verse 4. The Bible says, "He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself." What does edify mean? It means to build up, to strengthen. So if you speak in tongues, you're building your faith, you're building your self-esteem, you're building your confidence, you're building your courage. It's the spiritual gift that builds you up. So if you struggle with unbelief, then receive the gift today that the Lord desires to give to you. Now, for those of you who think that speaking in tongues is of the devil, well, then you may as well call the Apostle Paul demon-possessed, because he says in verse 18, "I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all." When the believer speaks in tongues, it is not the person praying, but rather the Holy Spirit within them that is praying through them. Finally, back on the subject of faith and building your faith and removing the unbelief, let's look at one more scripture found in the book of Jude, verse 20. Jude writes, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit." Again, we see scripture backing up this wonderful gift of speaking in the spiritual language. If my unbelief is going to prevent God from doing all that he wants to do in my life, then I want to get rid of any unbelief. If you desire this free and wonderful gift that the Lord desires to give to you right now, then all you need to do is receive it. If you receive it, then repeat after me out loud. Dear Lord, I receive your gift of speaking in the spiritual language. Now open up your mouth and begin to make a noise. A simple noise to make is the sound, "Aww." Now as you're making this noise, "Aww," begin to move your tongue up and down. Allow the Holy Spirit within you to begin to pray and take over. Turn your mind off and begin to speak in the spiritual language, Let's do it together. That's it. Keep going. You've got to make the sound. Let's continue praying together for a few seconds in our native languages. Yes, Lord, we pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.